Today is May 31st, 2022. I'm Jen Widener with the Jeffersonville Township Public Library, conducting interviews for Pandemic Perspectives. Jeffersonville residents recount their lives during the COVID-19 pandemic. This project was made possible with a grant from the Indiana Genealogical Society. I'm here today with Joe Pierce Polk, who owns Crow's Nest Consulting, is the regional coordinator for the Louisville and Cincinnati Metropolitan Statistical Area, Emergency Preparedness Public Health Coordinator for Clark and Harrison Counties in Indiana, and District 9 Health Department Chair. And along with that, she helps with the theater program at Jeffersonville High School. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Do you remember when you first started hearing about COVID-19?
Yeah. My husband and I were sitting talking one day, and we were just coming... We're hot off of the heels of the hepatitis outbreak in Clark, Floyd, and Harrison County. And it's just exhausting working a lot of the smaller outbreaks and such. And my husband asked me, he said, well, what about that coronavirus in China? And I was like, what? And he goes, oh yeah, it's all over China. I was like, I'm sure we'll start hearing about it soon enough. And the very next day, I was meeting with all, there are 12 health departments in District 9, and I was meeting with all of them, and there was just some kind of whispers and talks, and it was just starting to come on the horizon, and I think that was around December of 2019. And then it just seemed like as soon as we started hearing little bits and pieces of it, it was like, starting to go into, you know, we need to ramp up and start preparing for this to come. So
working in the field that you work in, did you realize pretty quickly that it would become a pandemic and get as bad as it did?
I had really, really hoped that it had been overhyped, because I worked the HIV outbreak in Scott County, and then we had like the Ebola crisis that was all hyped up, and everyone, there was just that we call it the worried well, where everybody just kind of starts to panic and they start to get nervous. But this one was a little different because it had already, to me, seemed like it had a political turn to it, and you had, you know, the worry of it from being from China, and a lot of the rumors of Wuhan, and that's where they do a lot of experimental things. And so I didn't think that it was going to be like the end-all pandemic, and I don't think any of us were prepared for it to just keep going on, but I knew it was going to be bigger than anything that I had dealt with in my 11 plus years of public health experience.
So we're 2 years into the pandemic. Can you share some things you have experienced? I mean, any stories you have are great.
There are endless stories. I will say overall, I have seen some of the best sides of humanity come out, and I've also seen some of just the absolute worst sides. I worked at a lot of vaccine sites. I did a lot of testing, and I went around to the local health departments and I helped evaluate their sites and their setups for their testing and their vaccines. And it seemed like you always had the same types of people, your COVID deniers. One particular day at a county, it was so cold and we were working outside. We're talking like it was 17, 18 degrees. And we had, I can't tell you the amount of people that kept coming over from other states trying to get the vaccine. And we had to send one family from Illinois. So I was like, we can't take you. You know, we can like if the state finds out that we are giving this out to the people who are not supposed to get it, they will shut this down and they will take our vaccine and they will distribute it. So I can't. And I got the wall, I'm just going to come back here with a gun and shoot you. And my response to them was, looked them dead in the eye, and I said, there's a line, so get behind it, because there's a lot of people waiting to do that. And it was just consistently like that. But then we had some amazing people. This one elderly couple who were on a fixed income, they came to our site every week with a box. And inside the box was 25 Ziploc bags full of full-size candy bars, snack-size candy bars. And for some reason, they put $2 bills, brand new $2 bills, in every one.
That's so sweet.
So I looked at it and I was like, well, there's 25. That's 50 bucks. And every week, these people are coming to our pod, giving that to our staff and volunteers. So just...
So you get your good and you get your bad.
Yes.
And
yeah.
So what have you learned from the pandemic? Or just pick one or two things. That
I think some things are like history definitely repeats itself. Everybody's just like, this has never happened before. But if you read the book, The Great Influenza, it's all about the Spanish influenza. Mm-hmm. I said it's a play-by-play book of what is going on.
We talked a lot about that around here, you know,
yes.
As being like me and one of my coworkers, like we're big into history. So yeah, we were just like, oh, look.
Yep.
It's happening again.
Yes. Yeah, because you had your women right to vote. So you had your protesters out there. You had your governors who believed in it and your governors who did not. And you had your anti-maskers, your anti-hand washers, your non-believers, your deniers, and then you had your areas that were very strict on treating it. And those laws that were put in place then are now being overturned today. So I think my biggest overall thing is, left to their own devices, humans will probably make not the best decisions. We have to have law and order for a reason. So
what, if anything, do you hope people will keep doing once we are officially done with the pandemic? Because we're not quite officially done just yet.
Well, I never thought people had to be reminded to wash their hands after going to the bathroom. But I really, I hope people will take in more of the public health practices. I know one thing people argue about was, what about the flu? How come there's been less cases of flu? And I can't figure out that argument in my mind, because to me it's obvious. Well, if you're wearing masks and you're social distancing and you're washing your hand, it's just proof that those measures work. So, but I think it's that just... I have seen, especially parents with small children, being more diligent with their children and making sure they wash their hands and they're not touching their faces and licking poles and chairs.
As children will do.
As children do, yes.
And if you're sick, stay home.
Stay home, yes. That's a big one. And I think it's that American culture to where if we're sick, we go to work, and because that's what we do.
It's seen as a badge of honor, like, oh, yeah. I don't feel well, but here I am anyway.
I'm here. And I'm like, fabulous.
Stand over there.
Yes.
What do you want people in the future, let's say 50 or 100 years from now, to know about the pandemic?
It didn't have to get as bad as it did. And that was my stance from the beginning. I started to get worried because I was like, if people don't get on board soon, this is going to get out of, we're going to be past the point of no return. It's going to get bad, and it's going to get really bad. And it became so, it's just politically charged. And it did not, we didn't have to lose the lives that we did. And I think that's the biggest thing, is we need to learn from this and honestly be more prepared and be more considerate of you know, our people in our neighborhoods, you know, in the cities, just everywhere.
So is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Wash your hands, social distance. And I think the big thing is believe your public health officials. For years, people I used to hear, no, I'm not getting a flu shot. That's the government trying to say, yep, because that's public health's motto is, you know, trying to kill people off one person at a time. No, that's not public health's motto. The name itself is public, general health, well-being. We're not asking you to stay at home to punish you or have some political agenda. It is quite literally to save lives.
Well, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.